got something for you if you're interested in scoring of the more romantic kind. Good morning. As you know, we love giving you information that just clarifies and makes your day just that little bit more worthwhile. So this morning, I thought you might be interested to learn that finally there has been researched the relevance between baldness and virility. Now, please don't choke on the cornflakes. Professor Rodney Sinclair, who is the Director of Dermatology at the Epworth, has been in charge of this research. Not me. And he joins you on the radio to discuss. Good morning to you, Rodney.
Good morning, Libby.
Now, what has led you to do this research? Is this your own follicular situation or others have begged you?
Well, I suppose you could argue that every man's got an interest in this question, and to a degree the question dates back to the time of Hippocrates, when there were an abundance of eunuchs in the world in those days, and it was noted that the eunuchs didn't go bald. And so people developed an understanding that the main driver for baldness was having
testosterone.
Yes, having testosterone, that's exactly right. And so people have realized that, you know, the testosterone is associated with virility, the testosterone is associated with baldness. Maybe there's a link between baldness and virility, and Hippocrates, who himself was bald, perhaps might have been the first one to develop the assertion that the bald men were more virile than their well-fat counterparts.
And of course, this has been passed on through generations of men and women. It's been used to justify, it's been used to explain, and sometimes it's been used to excuse. What exactly has your research done? How have you done it?
Well, what we were doing a few years ago is a research study into risk factors for prostate cancer. And we demonstrated a number of years ago that certain patterns of baldness were associated with a higher risk of certain types of prostate cancer. And as part of that research, people had also asked the question whether virility was associated with prostate cancer. So we had a data set that included virility and baldness, and we were able to do an analysis. We had over 2,000 men in this database, and we were able to work out whether this long-held assertion is true, that bald men are more virile than the non-bald men. And so what we found, in fact, is probably a little bit disappointing to all those bald men out there who had been hanging their hat on this constellation, was that, in fact, bald men are no more virile than their well-thatched contemporaries. And in fact, when we looked at the number of female partners, we found that, on the whole, the bald men had fewer lifetime female partners than the non-bald men.
That's a bit confusing. Is that a bad thing to have one man to have fewer lifetime female partners? Or does that mean that they're more loyal and monogamous and dutiful?
Well, that's right. But, you know, from the perspective of the partner, it's probably a wonderful thing. From the perspective of the male, it's debatable. But in fact, what we found is that almost 35% of bald men only had one lifetime female sexual partner.
So in actual fact, we can create a new old wives' tale.
That's right. That bald men are much more likely to remain faithful to their partner.
They make better husbands.
Yes.
Oh, how exciting! Isn't that good news?
Yeah, well, I suppose it is. Except, as I mentioned before, you know, there's always an element of self-interest, and I have a full thatch of head. I'd like to think that I make a good husband too.
Oh, you're the new kind of guy, and I love it. Virility and faithfulness, they're different things, though, aren't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the way we measured virility is that we asked men to look back to between the ages of 20 and 49 and ask, during the course of a week, how many times did you ejaculate? And that was by any means, so whether they had a partner or didn't have a partner. And that was the way in which we could assess their virility. It's a well-established questionnaire.
But you can do that, you know, form of self-expression, just because it's before breakfast. You can do that either with someone or on your own. Is that still all count as virility or just drive?
Well, I suppose virility and drive, they're the same thing. And so what we were looking at is the two parameters. One is the drive, and the other was faithfulness to their partners.
What about potency of the incumbents?
Well, the way you'd measure that is the number of offspring. And that actually has been done previously. And it's been shown that there's no difference in the number of offspring between bald men and non-bald men. But of course, there's many other factors that influence that. And so when we wanted to assess the direct importance of baldness on these factors, we were interested in their weekly average ejaculations and their number of female sexual partners, because, as I mentioned, the number of offspring is also dependent on the partner.
You know, I'm really grateful that you brought this all up before brekkie.
It's my pleasure.
Everyone's going to have a much better day, balder or thatched. At least us girls know where we stand.
Well, that's right. There's good news in there for everybody.
Thanks so much for talking to us, Professor Rodney Sinclair.
My pleasure.
Rodney Sinclair, Director of Dermatology, Epworth Hospital. New research that says that bald men, well, they're not more likely to be more virile, but they are more likely to stay with you longer. Was that all right for you?
Yeah, no, that's great.
Was that good for you?
It was good. It was, and thanks for helping out when I got tongue-tied there.
That's all right. Libby Gore. Always here to help at 23 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning. So, being bald doesn't mean you're more likely to score with the ladies.